Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. My next guest is on the line. He is a fascinating man. His name is Mark Halawa. He was born and raised in Kuwait, a Muslim family in Kuwait, and is now Jewish in Jerusalem. What a story. What a space to straddle. Mark Halawa, thank you so much for talking to me here on Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you overall. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah, but well, that's the understatement of the century. I watched your podcast on the Times of Israel and thought I really need to speak to this man because there are a couple of issues that weren't examined thoroughly enough that I'm absolutely fascinated in. Mark, let's just start off at the beginning. You were born and raised Muslim in Kuwait, apparently a secular family. The kind of education that one gets in Kuwait about Jews and Judaism, just how anti is it? Can one grow up there without feeling animosity towards Jews and Israelis?
Well, that's a great question. And without elaborating too much on the type of information that are told, generally speaking, you could not turn your face anywhere where you expect not to hear anti-Semitic comments, or whether it's on TV and the radio from people in the street. If you have a glass and that breaks, falls down and breaks, and you're on a public event, yeah, it's just normal, not very normal to say "damn Jews." Anti-Semitic stuff going to different stages. Like people like us, for example, went to Palestinian Boy Scouts, liberating and killing and murder. This is a very normal thing. Now in school, the curriculums are one thing. And also teachers are allowed to bring in their own opinions based on the times of, the news on the TV the day before, the month before, whatever it is. Similar to these days, for example, let's assume we have a Gaza attack on Israel and then Israel responded. Something happened. This would dominate the classroom. And each teacher would usually give us their own opinion in their own way. I grew up during the times of the Intifada. Even a math teacher.
I can only imagine. Yeah, with Al Jazeera to assist the cause.
We didn't have Al Jazeera,
against that backdrop of really very little respect for Jews or Judaism, there is this rumor in your family that your grandmother is Jewish. Why would anybody even discuss that or refer to that if it was so unacceptable?
Unacceptable outside, but this is within our house. We could say whatever we want. My grandmother was in Kuwait, and my mom, of course, in Kuwait. We're in Kuwait, all of us. They had a third friend who also was Jewish and had a similar situation where she married a gentleman who was originally from Gaza at the time, and they went to Kuwait together, for work, looking for a better life. So there were these couple of Jewish ladies. One is my grandma, and the other one was Rivka, Auntie Rivka, our friend. So the stories of her family, how she met my grandfather, is a part of our, upbringing. It's the story that the children will ask, that we will ask, my sister will ask my grandparents to repeat and tell us again. In a way, it's a nice romantic story how that, they met each other. He used to wait for her outside of the high school. She came out and talked to him. They fell in love since they were young. At the same time, there's a sad part that she had to leave her family, and he had, I never spoke about, wrote about this or interviews did not focus on this, but my grandfather had his fair share of, block and animosity from his family for marrying, my grandma.
No, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. So again, against this background, you're in Canada, I believe, and, somebody says to you, hey, wait a minute, you're actually halachically Jewish. I mean, against this background of the education that you've gone through, how do you receive a piece of news like that?
Well, first, I didn't believe. I thought this person maybe, sometimes you'd meet somebody who would tell you, hey, you're such a nice person. What's your background? Whatever, have you ever thought of this religion? Come visit our house of worship, missionaries and stuff. I'm used to, that. I've been through, exposed to certain situations like this, which I do not mind whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I see it as a compliment. Somebody's trying to, bring me into his world. But at the same time, but this guy now, he's a Jew, I grew up very anti-Jewish. And then this gentleman who goes, well, by Jewish law, it's a little bit of a far-fetched proposal. By Jewish law, you see, your grandmother will always remain Jewish. At the same time, it will make your mom and her siblings Jewish and make you and your siblings Jewish. So it was like a far sell. And I didn't buy this idea that you know, religion is passed from the mother to her children. I thought this bizarre. So I had to go to a more trusted source of information, Google.com. And guess what? You know, this was a reality. Yeah. There is something called matrilineal descent.
But at the same time, there is patrilineal descent. So you are Muslim from a, I don't know what the equivalent of halachic law is, from Islam, and you are Jewish from a Judaic perspective. So you are given the ability to choose.
It is, in a way, in a perfect world, I would be able to choose. I created my own perfect world in my mind because, you know, in reality, it's either or. And, you know, I'm not going to say historically, I'm not going to use words that could be wrong, because historically there was no animosity, no trouble between Jews and Muslims and Christians. Naturally, there's no trouble between human beings of any kind, but politics comes out and just, you know, creates this. So I made a big strive in my life, and I refused from either side of my family, from anywhere, whether it's from Jewish side or Muslim side, to, you know, animosity against another. For that particular reason, I mean, even though I do, you know, practice Judaism, I go to the synagogue on holidays and sometimes on Shabbat, I'm not as religious as I used to be in the past, but at the same time, I really thrive in seeing myself as belonging to the two sons of Abraham.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and that is a powerful statement. And I was watching a YouTube video of an Israeli television show where the Israeli woman was interviewing a woman who's exactly in your position. She is Jewish by her mother, she's Muslim by her father. And the Jews are always very quick to tell her, oh, but you're Jewish. And she says, don't do that to me. Don't deny me my Muslim heritage. And she says, exactly the opposite is true too. And the Muslims tell her, oh, but you're Muslim. She says, stop that. I'm Jewish by my mother.
She's
don't make my identity decisions for me.
Sure, but I see it. It's such a beautiful, exciting thing sometimes. You know, look, I must give credit to Jewish people who get excited and especially about somebody who comes out, who comes from the I don't want to say the enemy. It's just horrible to say the Muslims are the enemies or Arabs are the enemies. But it's a world that, where there is a friction, a lot of friction and fight and some bad history for the past 7 years. So, but thing is, Jews have been always welcoming and exciting. Even though I come from not only a Muslim Arabic background, like an Arabic Muslim Palestinian background, and people just simply get excited and open their homes for you and invite you for Shabbat. It's a
no,
hard
I understand it because I'm one of them, which is kind of bizarre because I'm so completely irreligious. But
if it wasn't for the Jewish attitude, if it wasn't for this beautiful Jewish quality, I would not have been involved. I would not have been to the numerous Shabbat houses and Shabbat tables. I've been inspired by wonderful people and wanted to join this club, you know. So
Mark, I'm living through Operation Guardians of the Wall must have been really difficult, because we saw the kind of unrest in Israel that I never thought I would see. I'm talking about the unrest in the mixed cities of Bat Yam, of Akko, of Jaffa. Surely that had a very significant effect on you somewhere, somehow.
Yes, correct. At the same time, many of these instances, I'm not sure how much of them reach to the national world, are found out to be instigated. Kids are sent to do similar things that kids have been sent back in the day in Iraq to do in the 40s and 50s against Jewish homes. So you have these guys, excuse my language, idiots, being hired or brought in by whoever brainwashes them, 15, 16-year-olds, to go on fire bomb houses, one next to the other. Guess what? They firebombed Arab houses too, because they're not from around. They've been sent from somewhere else, and they just to create strife, you know? And I think in my mind, even though there have been a couple of very painful circumstances that occurred out of this, I believe they failed and will continue to fail, as everybody here values security and the freedom. And, you know, we have, like, thank God, a wonderful, secure situation here in the state of Israel, very secure. I don't want to compare to the worst, tell you to compare to Afghanistan, but zoom out a little bit on the map and look around us. We're blessed, and each Israeli, Arab, Muslim, even if you're not an Israeli citizen, you appreciate that your children go out in the morning in peace and security to their school and come back safely, where you are, to worry about them or worry about them.
Mark, having listened to the podcast, which I really found riveting, and I recommend that everybody should go and listen to it. It's on the Times of Israel website. Well worth a listen. But the one question that wasn't asked that I wondered about was the reaction of your Kuwaiti family. How did they accept this choice of yours?
So both of my parents are, in essence, you know, they're from here. My father was born here in 1945, before the state of Israel was formed. He had involvement with the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or Fatah, in Kuwait during the time when it got established in the 60s, and they chose a flag, this flag of Palestine, you know, today. But I must say, at the times, my father's father used to work for the Ottoman Empire, or the Ottoman Caliphate, like we say it in Arabic, for the longest time. And he would not have approved of the Palestine identity, you know, claim, because it goes against everything else that he, you know.
No, it makes perfect sense. It was an identity that almost one could say was created by returning Jews.
It was, and the name was chosen by the British. It's a passing by, you know, a nation or identity, and they did not have the flag of Palestine. Anyways, that's a different story. But my father was born here. My mom was born in Shechem in the West Bank in 1958. So again, then later on, this whole thing that Arafat brought with him, and just, I don't want to get into the politics, we don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. They followed that route. But the argument comes into, you know, a social pressure, social embarrassment. What are you doing? You're talking publicly about you being Jewish. Yeah, I do want to talk publicly. Coming to Israel bothered my family more than just speaking about Judaism. So that tells us, you know, the idea of Israel. But look, I'm not doing anything wrong. Today we have peace with a sizable, you know, number of Arabic strong nations around, peace loving nations, and I believe truly, like, just I acknowledge that I'm speaking with you right now, that we will have more countries that are going to establish peace and correct the wrong course of history that lasted way too long, and through this hate and brain, you know, all of this has been happening for the past 7 years, have taken away some serious youth manpower of these countries. Our countries are wealthy, are given the ability to, you know, do a lot of things. The Arab world has been revolutionized over the past 50, 60 years, but their children are brainwashed and busy with actual falseness. People acknowledge that, want to correct the course of history, and this is one of the reasons I chose to apply for citizenship. I do have citizenship for Canada. I could have stayed with that, but I applied for Israeli citizenship because I do want to be part of correcting history. I want my dynasty to be Israeli. This is reality. This is the truth. Let's move forward, and I think light will overcome darkness one day, and there'll be a good day in the future. There will be peace.
Mark Halawa, thank you so very much for taking the time to talk to us here in South Africa. I am so grateful that you did. What a story you have, and hopefully that isn't the last time we chat.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for hosting me.